Hello, I have an invitation to tea with the Queen.
Yes, Emma's been expecting you. Please come in.
Welcome to Tea with the Queen. I feel like starting this episode with a little ditty. You know the song, I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Yeah, then you go, where? I want to talk about bringing back the joy. I think that business can be heavy. I know that we have touched on anxiety, we've touched on ADHD, we've touched on depression, we've touched on all the things. And I know there are some days where you don't feel like you want to do anything, you're not motivated, you're comparing yourself, all of those things. Obviously, there are all different types and levels of depression or anxiety. But today, what I want to focus on is bringing back the joy. Bring it back, sing it back, bring it back, bring it back to me. Anyway, my editor's going to have so much fun with that. I'm sorry, I can't sing. But what I do want to say is business can be joyful. I know, who would have thought? I have banged on a lot about Day with the Queen. You know, our day, 120 women every 2 years, big production, cannot do it every year because too much of my energy. But one of the things that we inserted into this year's Day with the Queen, which I was just not sure how it was going to go, was a silent disco. Okay, so hear me out. 120 women in the room, the silent disco peeps, doo-doo gurus, they rocked up, dressed up. The 120 women were broken into three groups of 40. And I'm pretty sure everyone thought, oh yeah, we're just going to dance for 10 minutes. It was directly after lunch, which is always a tough crowd, right? Directly after lunch. And I learned from the last Day with the Queen, there was a bit of a slump after lunch. So I thought, let's do something that's like going to bring back some energy. Anyway, the silent disco was chosen. Now, if anyone knows me, you know I kind of like to have a little boogie. And I also don't take life too seriously. So, you know, there's that as well. But I thought this could go two ways. I could have very serious businesswomen crossing their arms and giving me murmurs of non-approval or grunts, or I could have them jumping out of their seat going, woohoo, let's do this. Anyway, so I did not know how this was going to go. And the feedback after has been quite incredible, if I'm really honest. Okay, so we're in Melbourne, we're in the Docklands or South Wharf, and we start in the actual room of where we are. But I know what's going to happen, and I also know that this thing goes for 1 hour. We had told all of our guests to bring sneakers because we didn't want anyone to have really sore feet, which you would imagine. And I thought, incorrectly, I thought, oh, yeah, it'll just be really gentle, won't be that much dancing, it'll be fine. Anyway, as soon as they put the headphones on, one, it was a game because each team had their own set of headphones and different songs coming out of their headphones. Two, there was competition because they were working us through to see who could be the loudest, all that kind of stuff. And then three, they took us outside. We were dancing, literally dancing in the streets. My husband was at Day with the Queen because he's amazing. Shout out to Marky Mark. And he left to go and pick up our daughter. And before he went to pick up our daughter, he went into a couple of shops in South Wharf. And then he said, after the event, he said there was some commotion from the security guards at the front of some of the shops. And he said, then I heard you all singing. And I looked at the guy and the guy looked at me like those girls were nutters. And my husband said, yeah, that's my wife. I'm surprised we didn't make it on the news. Ladies, surprised we didn't make it on the news. We dance with strangers in the street. We pull stupid moves. And once you let go of some of your own inhibitions, wow, time just flew. Anyway, I have an Aura Ring, a health tracker, and it told me that I danced solid for an hour and 1 minute. So there you go. I just wanted to bring the joy. It's been a heavy year for a lot of people, and I thought, what better way to do it? I have had feedback, consistent feedback from that was the best thing on the day, which was not my intention, but the best thing of the day, because they have never smiled so much. They've never had so much fun. They've never laughed so much. Now, ladies, these are serious business owners. And as we were being corralled through a food court, I took the time to step out of the group and asked a couple of people, do you think these are serious business women? And they were cracking up Because do you know what? You can be a serious businesswoman and you can still bring the joy. You can be a serious business owner and you can still have a laugh. Now, silent disco may not be your thing, although seriously, look it up. It's freaking amazing. Your joy might come from other places. We're not having enough joy. We are not having enough joy. We are juggling children, aging parents. We're juggling businesses. We're juggling families, all the things. So my question to you is, and today I want to focus on, where are we getting joy from? Let's just do a little joy audit, shall we? I mean, you may say, oh, Emma, what's this got to do with business? It's got everything to do with business. How you show up is how you will attract people, right? Your vibe absolutely attracts your tribe. Now, I'm not like a bold, crazy kind of chick who stands up on stage and goes, whoop, 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 whoop. That is not me. But I am intrinsically very happy, very optimistic, and I do love joy. So I've got a couple of four questions that I'd like to ask you. So if you're listening to this and you're not driving or walking and you can write this down, I want you to do a little bit of an audit for yourself. The first question is, what activities bring you joy? What activities bring you joy? Now, a silent disco is not something you do every single day, although if you weren't there, you would. But it might be, what activities bring you joy on the daily? What activities bring you joy on the weekly and the monthly and the yearly, right? For you, those of you that don't know, when I map my calendar out at the start of the year, the first thing I put in is holidays, man. Oof. Holidays. I'm married to a school teacher. I also have school-aged children. And so school holidays are really important for us. And I make sure that I map all that. That gives me joy because I know every 10 weeks I'm going to get a break. That's awesome. So that's my yearly kind of thing. The things that give me joy quarterly is some time to myself, going away. We've got a cabin in Inverloch. I go away a couple of times throughout the year just to get away, do some deep thinking, all the things. That brings me joy. On the daily, what brings me joy? Naps. Naps brings me so much joy. Reading. I love to read. I've got a book always on the go. I like gardening. The other one that gives me joy, and this is probably more bi-weekly, is roller skating. I know you can't fathom it, but I love roller skating. I was the kid in the 80s who went to the roller skating rink every single Friday. And no, I can't go backwards. I'm working on it. And hang out with my friends and roller skate and do crazy games and all of that. And I think roller skating brings me so much joy. So do an audit. What does that look like? What does that look like on the daily? So for me, it might be a warm cup of tea. The first thing in the morning after my walk, I will have a cup of tea. It's got to be sweet and white, and I love having a cup of tea. It just brings me joy, right? So what are you doing on the daily? What are you doing on the weekly? What are you doing on the monthly, quarterly, and yearly? Think about those things. Then ask yourself, once you've got that list, have you been doing enough of these activities? These are the first things that drop off for any business owner who's got some semblance of a business going on, right? The things that give us joy drop off. And sometimes you will know if it gives you joy because you get energized by it. It's not a drag. Like, I look forward to going to roller skating because I'm a nerd. But if there's any other roller skaters out there, I mean, Brianna, Bambi, save me because she loves rollerblading too. She just got a new set and I love those. I also have rainbow skates and they make me very happy. So, you know, there's that. But have you been doing enough of these activities? I reckon sometimes when we're not feeling the joy, we're feeling a little bit ripped off. So have you been doing enough of these activities? My third question to you is, how much time alone do you need? How much time alone do you need? I'm an introvert. I know that sounds crazy. And if you listen to me and you watch me, you will see that I'm like, ah, my hands are going everywhere. And, you know, I like having a chat. But to re-energize, I need time to myself. You all know I do 20,000 steps a day at a minimum. And that time is time to myself, right? I might walk the dog. I might do a Marco Polo while I'm out. But it's literally time to myself. If I have a heavy coaching load 1 week, I know that I need to bring that energy. So I know I need to have some time in between to have some time to myself. I try and eat my lunch in silence. I try and have put as much silence into my day because I know that that gives me energy. So how much time alone do you have is my third question. And my fourth question is, have you been taking that time for yourself? It's one thing to know logically I need that time to myself. It's another thought to actually do it. right? It's one thought to say, yeah, I need to set myself up well for tomorrow, so I'm going to go to bed early tonight. It's great to have the thought. Then there's got to be some follow through. So if you're not, how do you tweak your week to make that work? Or how do you tweak your day to make that work? The other thing that I would say is I have absolute JOMO. You know how some people have FOMO, fear of missing out? I've got JOMO, joy of missing out. And as we go into the silly season, I keep hearing ladies especially say to me, there's so much stuff on. We've got this on, that on. And I say to them, well, you can say no. And they're like, what? I'm like, I've said no to almost everything. Because I know it's a crazy time of the year. I know I'm going to end up burnt out if I say yes to all the things. And so I'm very, very selective about the things that I do. I've been selective about that all year. And I've got comfortable with missing out. I'm okay with missing out. I love that other people are going out and doing all the things, and I can watch it through socials if I want to. But I have JOMO, joy of missing out. What about you? Do you need to insert some JOMO into your life versus a FOMO? I want to finish up by saying, just because you're joyful doesn't mean you're any less professional. It doesn't mean you're any less of a businesswoman. Just like someone on LinkedIn told me that, Emma, you wear so much pink, I can't take you seriously. Well, you don't have to take me seriously. You don't even have to look at my profile. In fact, why don't you just block me? No problems whatsoever. I think what a load of bollocks. Just because you're joyful does not make you unprofessional. You can have joy and you can get results in business. I'm a living example of that. I feel like the more joy you have, the more people want to be around you, the better the results are, right? So I'd love you just to take a moment as we finish out this episode and think to yourself, am I joyful? What is the energy that I am putting out? Am I great to be around, or am I a bit morbid? There are some people who have no self-awareness and they are a bit morbid and they're wondering why they're not getting results in their business. I can tell you, you need to do some work on yourself. You need to bring the joy. It doesn't even have to be joy. You just need to bring the contentment. Happiness is an absolute inside job. And I can categorically say that I am happy on the inside. Everything can swirl around me, but intrinsically, I am just a happy individual. I've been blessed by that. I am very grateful. I do a lot of gratitude practice, and maybe that all helps, but I like to bring the joy. If someone doesn't want to bring joy, they probably won't want to work with me, and I'm okay with that. I hope you found this illuminating. Just to cover off the four questions, what are the activities that bring you joy, and map those daily, fortnightly, monthly, quarterly, yearly? Have you been doing enough of these activities? Number two, have you been doing enough of these activities? Three, how much time do you need on your own to recharge or just have some space? And four, have you been taking that time for yourself? And if some of those questions are no, 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 let's change that, hey? If you need an accountability buddy, let me know. I would love to help. Until next time. Thanks for listening to Tea with the Queen. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It really does help to get the word out. For more about me, please visit emmamcqueen.com.au, and I look forward to your company next episode.